William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Wrong Highlander, Highland Brides by Lindsay Sands, performed by Gary Furlong. Chapter 1. Conran heard his brother Rory approaching before he ever spoke. The man had no idea how to move quietly. He stomped through the woods, snapping branches underfoot like it was his task in life to scare away all wildlife. He'd be murder on a hunt, Conran thought, which was why he and his other brothers never took him with them when they went on one. Not that Rory would be interested in accompanying them anyway. He was the odd man out in the family, a healer rather than a warrior. Although, to be fair, he had been working out in the practice field of late, building up his strength and skills, he admitted to himself, as Rory finally stumbled out into the clearing and greeted him with a question. "How did you do?" Conran turned from his saddlebag and stepped back to reveal the way it bulged. "I found loads of snapdragon, catnip, willow, feverfew, and celadine poppy for you. Almost too much for me bag." "Celadine poppy?" Rory echoed and shook his head with a smile. "Look at ye. You're even learning the right kinds of weeds I need." Conran grimaced and turned back to continue trying to close his overfull saddlebag. "Aye, well, I've accompanied you in enough of your calls to heal others that have picked up a thing or two." "Aye, you have," Rory agreed, crossing the clearing to join him. "More than I expected. You always seem to ken what I'll need ere I ask for it when you accompany me to visit the ill and ailing. You're something of a natural at healing, brother." Conran shook his head with amusement. "Dougal said the same thing about me and his horses, and Neil said it about his sheep and wool. The truth is, I'm just good at helping out my brothers. It's made me a jack of all trades." "You're selling yourself short, Connie," Rory said solemnly. "I think the truth is that while each of us is very good at one thing, you're good at many." As I said, a jack of all trades. Sadly, I'm no master of any, though." Finally managing to close the saddlebag, he sighed his relief and then glanced to Rory. "So, do you feel like a stop at the waterfalls to clean up ere returning? I swear I've weeds and bugs up my butt from traipsing through the bushes and brambles." "Nay," Rory shook his head with apparent regret. "I still need valerian and yarrow, and then I must stop in to see the innkeeper's daughter. She's fit to burst and likely to have her bairn any day now. I want to be sure all is well with her. Ye go ahead, though. I ken ye plan to leave for Drummond ere the nooning meal. I appreciate you taking the time to help me search out medicinals first." "Always happy to help," Conran said with a shrug, and then assured him, "I'll have a quick watch in the falls, and then ride back to the keep to drop off the weeds before heading out." "Thank ye, I appreciate it," Rory assured him as he mounted up. "My pleasure, brother." Conran watched him ride off, and then withdrew the sword from his belt and affixed it to his horse, before removing his plaid and shirt. He was looking forward to a nice wash under the falls. Truly, it felt like he had bugs crawling all over his naked skin under the plaid he wore. Conran knew that wasn't the case, and the feeling was just a result of being hot and sweaty in a wool plaid. Wading through the bugs and sending them flying from the bushes and plants he was harvesting hadn't helped, though. Aye, a nice clean-up in the falls was going to be a true pleasure. It would make a new man of him. "Well, there's his horse. Now where is he?" Evina asked, her gaze sliding around the clearing and then to the river and waterfalls, which appeared empty.
"Mayhap you left his steed here while he searches for weeds."
Evina narrowed her eyes in consideration at the suggestion from the man sitting astride the horse on her right. Donnan. He'd been the first at McLean for 14 years. There was no one she'd trust more to accompany her on this trip, except perhaps the man on her left, her cousin Gavin. When she didn't comment, Donnan pointed out,
"The lad did say Rory Buchanan was out gathering weeds for his healing work. The area around here is rich with various plants. Mayhap he leaves his horse here as a main base and returns occasionally with his finds."
Evina eyed the bulging saddlebag hanging from the side of the handsome beast across the clearing and nodded. It seemed a good possibility, although it did look to her as if he must be nearly finished with his weed-gathering expedition. In fact, unless he had a second bag that he was carrying with him, he should be done. There didn't look to her to be room for even one more leaf, stem, or root in the bag. "Or no," Gavin murmured quietly. Raising her eyebrows, Evina glanced to her cousin and then followed his direction to the water, where he nodded that way. At first she didn't see anything to explain his comment. There was nothing in the river itself. It wasn't until Evina turned her gaze to the waterfall again that she'd saw what he'd spotted. The cliff the water fell from was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?